Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into I Will Teach You to Be Rich by Ramit Sethi. This book takes a refreshingly blunt approach to managing finances, including banking smartly, saving, spending wisely, and investing to accumulate wealth over time. Sethi demystifies the financial world, encouraging readers that they don't have to be finance experts to grow rich. They simply need to follow a plan and apply a few clever strategies. He emphasizes the importance of starting to save early, investing automatically, and enjoying the journey as your money grows on its own. Written by Ramit Sethi, recognized by Fortune magazine as the new finance guru, this book brings together his wealth of knowledge as a personal finance advisor, writer, entrepreneur, and public speaker. Sethi is celebrated for his non-traditional style that combines savvy financial advice with an irreverent tone, making the subject of personal finance both engaging and informative. I Will Teach You to Be Rich is an essential read for anyone eager to start their journey to financial independence or looking to get more out of their investments. This includes students, recent graduates, or new recruits seeking to leverage their educational investments into real-world financial success. Join us as we explore Sethi's practical advice and actionable tips that promise to set you on a path to riches, debunking the myth that becoming wealthy is reserved for finance experts. I Will Teach You to Be Rich: The Easy Approach to Smart Banking, Saving, Spending, and Investing. Introduction. Unlocking the Secrets to Wealth: Your Guide to Smart Saving and Investing. Why is the prospect of saving money and navigating the investment world so daunting for many across the U.S.? The truth lies not in complexity, but in the simplicity of a well-crafted plan. A plan that allows for minimum personal intervention, but maximum effect. This strategy revolves around mastering the basics of credit, making retirement plans work for you, automating your finances, and sticking to investments that promise slow yet steady growth. I Will Teach You to Be Rich stands as a testament to its bold title. By demystifying the often overcomplicated world of financial planning and investment, this guide offers practical advice that many argue should be foundational education for everyone, from understanding the workings of credit cards to the nuances of retirement savings accounts. It lays down a framework for personal financial success that is both accessible and actionable. Within the pages of this enlightening guide, you will discover how to allocate 20% of your income towards enjoying life, guilt-free, while still bolstering your savings. It draws a clear line between seemingly similar yet fundamentally different retirement funds, such as 401ks and Roth IRAs, offering insight into which might suit your financial goals best. Moreover, it introduces a strategy for setting up a fully automated system for both saving and investing, ensuring that your money works for you even when you're not paying it any mind. The essence of I Will Teach You to Be Rich lies in its straightforward approach. It equips you with the knowledge to make informed decisions, emphasizing the power of automation and the importance of patience in investments. By embracing these principles, you unlock the path toward true financial independence and wealth. Part 1. Take Charge of Your Finances, the First Step to Wealth. Have you ever caught yourself feeling a tinge of guilt for not saving enough, or perhaps thinking it's already too late to get your finances in order? It's time to shake off those thoughts and step away from the blame game. The journey to financial liberation begins with a crucial step: taking responsibility for your own financial missteps. In the era of information overload, it's easy to get lost in a sea of financial advice, much of which can be irrelevant, boring, or downright unhelpful. Advice like cut back on the lattes often misses the mark, failing to consider the realities of modern life. It's tempting then to point fingers at the media or lament about the lack of financial education provided in our schools. Indeed, while many colleges offer courses on finance, the unfortunate truth is that they are frequently overlooked by students. Another popular excuse: The fear of losing money only holds us back from making potentially profitable decisions. Ironically, the best time to risk losing money is when you're young and your financial stakes are relatively low. This way, when your assets grow, you'll have the savvy to manage them wisely. Remember, leaving your money to idle in a bank can be just as detrimental, slowly eroding its value over time. The misconception that saving requires significant capital is another barrier. Contrary to this belief, even tucking away as little as $1 a day can accumulate into a significant amount over the years. Reflecting on the 2008 financial crisis, many were quick to withdraw their investments, pointing fingers at banks and the government. However, a lack of diversified portfolios and insufficient self-education in personal finance were common underlying issues. The knee-jerk reaction to buy high and sell low only exacerbated their financial woes. The bottom line is that for us to embark on a path to wealth, we must first own up to our financial challenges and misconceptions. By rejecting excuses and educating ourselves, we lay the foundation for financial success. So, how do you get rich? It starts with acknowledging that the power to change your financial destiny lies within you. Part 2. Your credit cards can either make or break your financial future. Here's how to use them wisely. If you've ever felt intimidated by credit cards or worried they'll lead you into excessive debt, you're not alone. Yet understanding and mastering credit can actually pave your path toward financial security and eventually wealth. Let's make credit simple and see exactly how to put it to work for you, not against you. First, let's clarify what credit really means. Credit enables you to purchase something now with an agreement to pay for it later. Loans and mortgages may help you buy your home or finance a car, but the most everyday and accessible form is the credit card. The heart of successful credit management lies in understanding two basic concepts: your credit report, essentially a documented history of your financial behavior, and your credit score, a three-digit number ranging from 300 to 850 that rates your creditworthiness in the eyes of lenders. Why should you care about this magical number? Because your credit score effectively determines how banks and companies view your reliability. A high credit score positions you as an appealing, trustworthy borrower, one deserving of lower interest rates and better terms. In other words, maintaining good credit could save thousands of dollars over your lifetime. Take this real-world scenario. Suppose you're getting a 30-year mortgage for $200,000. With an excellent credit score of between 750 and 850, you'd potentially pay around $360,000 total over the life of that loan. But if your credit score lands in the lower 600s, your interest rate spikes, and you'd end up paying closer to $430,000. That's an incredible difference of $70,000. All hinged upon your credit score. Here are some practical ways you can harness credit cards smartly. First, manage debt strategically. The biggest factor influencing your credit score is paying your bills on time. Late or missed payments make up a hefty 35% of your score. A simple yet powerful fix. Automate your card payments each month, ensuring you never miss a due date again. Next, negotiate to lower your card costs. Credit card companies make money from fees, but many people don't realize these fees are negotiable. A quick call to your credit card provider asking them to remove your annual fee, lower your interest rate, or refund recent charges can surprisingly succeed. It never hurts to try. Finally, select cards that offer valuable perks and benefits tailored to your lifestyle. Many cards now include options like cashback rewards, travel miles, extended warranties, or even personalized concierge services. The author once leveraged his card's concierge service to snag sold-out tickets to the Los Angeles Philharmonic, proving that credit cards, managed wisely, can enrich your experiences, not just drain your wallet. Credit cards aren't your enemy. They're tools waiting to serve your goals. By becoming credit smart, reducing debt, automating payments, and using credit strategically, you're laying a strong foundation for lasting financial success. Part 3. Banking smart, securing zero fees and high interest accounts. In the pursuit of financial well-being, The choice of bank and account type can play a colossal role. And here's a pleasant surprise. You can indeed enjoy the best of both worlds with zero fees and high interest rates. The key: turning your gaze towards online banks. With their streamlined operational costs, online banks stand apart from their traditional counterparts. Without the need to funnel funds into physical branches or expansive marketing campaigns, they manage to keep their overhead expenses low. This not only allows them to offer superior customer service, but also enables them to operate on slimmer profit margins. As a result, customers can delight in interest rates that are significantly higher than those offered by conventional banks, often 6 to 10 times more substantial. Imagine for a moment depositing $25,000 in an online bank with a 3% interest rate. In just 1 year's time, you would earn $750 in interest. Compare that to a traditional bank offering a modest 0.5% rate, where the same amount would only generate $125. The disparity grows even starker with larger sums. A $50,000 deposit in an online bank could yield $1,500 versus a mere $250 in a traditional bank. Now, when it comes to selecting the best bank accounts, the baseline recommendation is to have at least one checking account for daily transactions and one savings account for earmarking funds towards specific goals, be they vacations, special occasions, or unexpected emergencies. There are several strategies to consider. 1. The simplest route is to keep both your checking and savings accounts with the same bank, a convenient but not necessarily the most financially savvy option. 2. A balanced approach involves opening a checking account at a local bank for easy access and establishing a savings account at an online bank to maximize interest earnings. This represents a middle ground that combines convenience with financial efficiency. 3. For those willing to invest a bit more effort for optimal returns, maintaining multiple checking and savings accounts for different purposes can be the most lucrative strategy. This allows for tailored account usage based on specific savings goals and expenditures. 4. Alternatively, a straightforward financial management strategy involves keeping 1.5 months' worth of living expenses in your checking account and stashing the rest in your high-yield savings account. If the idea of managing multiple accounts seems daunting, fear not. A pragmatic approach would be to opt for a no-fee checking account at a local bank for day-to-day financial activities, paired with a high-interest savings account at an online bank to grow your savings effortlessly. Embracing these banking strategies not only maximizes your financial growth potential, but also ensures that your hard-earned money works as efficiently as possible for you. Part 4. Begin your investment journey with just $50. Piling up your savings in a bank account is a solid start. But if you're aiming for financial growth, stepping into the world of investment is a game changer. The concept might seem daunting at first, especially if you're working with limited funds, but even an initial investment of $50 can set the stage for substantial growth over time. A natural entry point into investing is setting up a 401k retirement account, a common benefit offered by many employers in the USA. Starting this journey is as straightforward as redirecting a portion of your paycheck directly into your 401k. This hands-off approach allows your money to flourish with minimal effort on your part. The allure of a 401k isn't just in its simplicity. It offers enticing tax benefits, paving the way for long-term savings. Additionally, many employers enhance the appeal of 401ks by matching a portion of your contributions, amplifying your investment with free money. A 401k stands out as an effortlessly maintained investment, yet it's just the beginning of building a robust retirement savings portfolio. Next on your investment path should be a Roth IRA, another form of retirement savings account, distinct from the employer-sponsored 401k. The Roth IRA empowers you to take control, allowing investments in a broader range of options, such as individual stocks and index funds. One significant distinction between a 401k and a Roth IRA lies in their tax treatment. Contributions to a 401k are made with pre-tax dollars and are taxed upon withdrawal in retirement. On the flip side, Roth IRA contributions are made with after-tax dollars, offering the advantage of tax-free growth and withdrawals in retirement. So, where do you start, especially if saving a large sum seems overwhelming? Take inspiration from a savvy student who faced the hurdle of saving up $1,000 to kickstart her Roth IRA. Instead, she discovered a solution with T. Rowe Price, which allowed her to open an account with no initial deposit, opting to contribute $50 monthly. This approach not only made her investment journey feasible, but also demonstrated that starting small doesn't mean thinking small. In the investment realm, every dollar has potential. So whether it's $50 or $500, the act of starting is what sets the wheels of wealth in motion. Part 5. Mastering conscious spending, steering your finances toward what truly matters. Ever experienced the mixed feelings of guilt and satisfaction after making a purchase? It's a common scenario, but one that you can navigate more wisely by embracing the concept of conscious spending. This approach isn't about cutting out all of your pleasures, rather, it's about aligning your spending with your personal values and goals, ensuring that your money brings you happiness rather than regret. Implementing a conscious spending plan is straightforward. It involves automating your savings and investments while allowing you the freedom to enjoy the remainder of your income without the shadow of guilt. Here's a simple guideline on how to distribute your income. Fixed costs, such as rent, utilities, and debt payments, should account for 60% of your budget. Investments, including contributions to your 401k and Roth IRA, should represent 10%. Another 10% should go into savings for future goals, like vacations or surprise expenses. The remaining 20% is yours to spend as you wish, guilt-free. Conscious spending is about prioritizing what genuinely enriches your life. Take Jim, a friend of the author, who opted for a smaller apartment after receiving a raise. His reasoning? He valued experiences, like camping, over the size of his living space, proving that conscious spending is highly personal. To reinforce this habit, consider the envelope system. It's a budgeting technique where you allocate a specific amount of cash to different spending categories: fixed costs, investments, savings, and guilt-free spending, each month. Once the money allocated for a category is spent, that's it until next month. While physical envelopes can be effective, metaphoric ones, such as a separate bank account or a prepaid debit card designated for discretionary spending, can also do the trick. It's important to acknowledge that recalibrating your spending habits takes time. Rather than attempting drastic changes overnight, focus on adjusting one or two significant areas where you frequently overspend. This could be anything from dining out to excessive shopping. A single substantial change, like eliminating regular overdraft fees, which could potentially save you over $1,000 a year, can have a profound impact on your finances. Adopting a conscious approach to spending empowers you to direct your money towards what matters most to you, ensuring that each dollar spent is an investment in your happiness and well-being. Part 6. Streamlining your finances. The beauty of automation. Let's face it. Managing finances and keeping up with bill payments can be a tedious task, often marred by forgetfulness or procrastination. However, there's a silver lining that can transform this necessary chore into a seamless part of your life: automation. By integrating the principles of the conscious spending plan with the convenience of automated banking services, you can set your financial management on autopilot. This means you can dedicate more time to the aspects of life you genuinely enjoy, rather than fretting over due dates and balance sheets. Here's how to kickstart your journey towards financial automation. 1. Reach out to your bank to establish automatic transfers and bill payments. This foundational step ensures that your fixed costs, like rent or mortgage payments, are taken care of without a second thought. 2. Channel a portion of your paycheck directly into retirement savings, like a Roth IRA, through automated withdrawals from your checking account. This not only simplifies the process of saving for the future, but also makes it a consistent priority. 3. With your fixed costs and savings systematically managed, you have the freedom to monitor the remainder of your budget more casually. Consider setting up mid-month reminders to check your spending. Keeping a buffer, say $1,000, in your checking account can also provide peace of mind and serve as a safety net for unexpected expenses. 4. The concept of automatic money flow takes this streamlined approach to the next level by interlinking all your financial accounts. Here's a simplified breakdown. Your paycheck initially boosts your 401k and checking account. Subsequently, your checking account disperses funds to your Roth IRA, savings account, credit card, and covers fixed costs that cannot be charged to a card, like rent. Lastly, your credit card is utilized for other recurring costs and guilt-free discretionary spending. To visualize this process, imagine receiving your paycheck on the first of the month. By the second, a portion filters into your 401k, with the remainder settling in your checking account. Come the fifth, allocations are made to your savings and Roth IRA. By the seventh, you're automatically addressing all your bills and clearing your credit card dues. By automating your financial ecosystem, you remove the mental load of manual management and mitigate the risk of late payments. This strategy not only reinforces financial discipline, but also carves out a path towards achieving your financial goals with minimal day-to-day involvement. Part 7. Investing Made Easy, Bypassing Complexity. In the world of finance, there's a cacophony of voices claiming to possess the ultimate investment wisdom. Experts fill the airwaves with their predictions and stock picks, making the investment landscape seem like a labyrinth for the average investor. However, the truth is, navigating this world can be much simpler than it appears. Similar to how wine connoisseurs in Frederic Brochet's 2001 study failed to accurately distinguish between wines, financial experts also fall short of their predictive prowess. The hard truth is that even the most seasoned financial gurus cannot reliably forecast the performance of stocks or funds over time. This was starkly illustrated by Daniel Solin in The Smartest Investment Book You'll Ever Read, where he highlighted that the majority of advisory firms continued recommending stocks of companies even on the brink of bankruptcy. This begs the question, if expertise is so fallible, what's the average investor to do? The answer lies in simplicity. Visualize investment as a pyramid, divided into three levels representing different asset classes. At the base, you have the basic assets, stocks, bonds, and cash. The middle tier consists of index and mutual funds. Perching at the pinnacle are the automated life cycle funds, also known as age-based funds, which adjust their asset allocation based on the investor's age. Life cycle funds offer a straightforward approach to investing. For example, a fund aimed at retirement in 2050 might allocate 90% to stocks and 10% to bonds for a 25-year-old. However, for a 55-year-old, the allocation might shift to 63% stocks and 37% bonds. This transition mirrors the conventional wisdom of taking higher risks when young, when there's more time to recover from market downturns, and gradually shifting to a more conservative stance as retirement approaches. The beauty of these life cycle funds lies in their simplicity and automation. Investors need only choose a single fund that aligns with their retirement horizon. Then, the only decision left is where to channel this investment, whether into a 401k, Roth IRA, or another retirement account. Through this approach, investors can sidestep the complexity and unpredictability of following market predictions, instead adopting a set-and-forget strategy that adjusts over time to align with their evolving financial goals. Final summary. Navigating the complex world of personal finance and investment doesn't require a degree in economics or a personal financial advisor on speed dial. In fact, achieving financial stability, and even prosperity, is possible through adopting a few straightforward strategies that simplify the process. Key to this simplified approach is the emphasis on setting up no-fee banking accounts, automating both savings and bill payments, and starting your investment journey with whatever funds you can spare, even if it's just $1.50. By taking these steps, you free yourself from the daily grind of financial management, letting technology do the heavy lifting for you. Such practices not only streamline your financial obligations, but also pave the way for a future where your money grows in the background, requiring little to no daily oversight. This hands-off approach to personal finance fundamentally changes your relationship with money, transitioning from constant worry and micromanagement to confidence and strategic growth. In essence, the message is clear: simplification, automation, and informed choices are the cornerstones of a healthy financial life. By embracing these principles, you set the stage for a future where financial stress is minimized and your wealth has the potential to steadily increase, allowing you to enjoy the more important aspects of life. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.